This is Akashvani, the news read by Himakshi Pawar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects worth around 25,000 crore rupees from Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh yesterday. The projects aim at strengthening connectivity, improving passenger convenience and accelerating economic development in the region. In Jalandhar last evening, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid foundation stones of various rail and road infrastructure projects worth over 5,470 crore rupees. He inaugurated 75 redeveloped railway stations including Jalandhar Cant under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Addressing a public gathering in Jalandhar, Prime Minister Modi said, the NDA government at the centre prioritises serving every citizen of India, making their lives easier. Prime Minister also flagged off Sant Ravidas Express train from Jalandhar Cant Railway Station. He also inaugurated national highway projects including a four-lane Greenfield Delhi Amritsar Katra Expressway and laid the foundation stone for the development of six-lane Greenfield Southern Ludhiana Bypass. Earlier, the Prime Minister flagged off India's first hydrogen-powered train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind Railway Station in Haryana yesterday. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and dedicated several development projects to the nation of worth over 14,000 crore rupees, including national highway projects in Haryana. In Chandigarh, the Prime Minister launched projects around 4,700 crore rupees in key areas, including healthcare, education and road infrastructure. The government has convened a meeting with the floor leaders of political parties in the parliament this Sunday ahead of the upcoming monsoon session of the parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will commence from the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of this month, of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on state visits to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania from the 19th to the 25th of this month. Briefing media in New Delhi, Secretary West in Ministry of External Affairs Sibi George said, these state visits are being undertaken at the invitation of the Presidents of the Republic of Moldova, the Republic of North Macedonia and Romania. National Commission for Allied and Healthcare Professions has released the competency-based curriculum for the two-year diploma in medical laboratory technology to strengthen allied healthcare education. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that all institutions currently offering or intending to offer the DMLT program have been advised to implement the curriculum from the academic year 2026 with mandatory adoption from the academic year 2027-28. Additionally, the NCAHP has notified 16 competency-based curricula across various allied and healthcare disciplines, including applied psychology and behavioral health, physiotherapy, optometry, nutrition, and dietetics. The Directorate of Enforcement has conducted simultaneous search operations across various locations in Indore and Mandsaur of Madhya Pradesh in connection with the case related to alleged trafficking of 70 kilograms of MDMA drugs worth approximately 70 crore rupees. The investigation is based on an FIR registered by the crime branch Indore against various accused persons. ED said that the searches have resulted in the recovery of crucial incriminating documents and digital evidence. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the semi-finals of the Japan Open 2026. Sindhu progressed after Japan's former world champion Nozomi Okura withdrew from the world's singles quarter-final, giving the Indian shuttler a walkover. Sindhu will now face China's Chen Yufui in the semi-finals at Tokyo Metropolitan Gymnasium today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.